From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on last year's U.S. election, a probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. He's been looking into allegations the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win the election. Mueller also examining the possibility the president might have tried to interfere with the Russia investigation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is President Trump's spokesperson.
Our position hasn't changed since day one, and I think we are seeing now that if there was any collusion with Russia, it was between the DNC and the Clintons and certainly not our campaign.
Mueller probe also examining possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. Public anger rising in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico as details emerge about a no-bid contract awarded to a little-known U.S. company to restore the island's power grid. It was knocked out during the recent Hurricane Maria. Among the details of the contract attracting attention are pay rates about five times higher than what is normal in Puerto Rico. U.S. lawmakers have begun demanding closer scrutiny of the $300 million contract awarded less than a week after the hurricane to a company based in the U.S. state of Montana and in the hometown of U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Zinke has denied any role in the contract issuance. Even before the U.S. State Department determines whether ongoing atrocities by Myanmar's military against Rohingya Muslims qualify as ethnic cleansing, members of the U.S. Congress are trying to pressure Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi to speak out more forcefully on the issue. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says the U.S. will never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea. In Seoul, South Korea today, Mattis said the Pyongyang's aggressive nuclear and missile development programs are undermining North Korea's security instead of securing it. And on a visit to the DMZ, Mattis spoke with reporters about the relationship between South Korea and the U.S.
It is an alliance designed to ensure peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and the strongest military defense of our shared democratic values.
Mattis also has warned the North that its military is no match for the military might of the U.S. and South Korea alliance. Spain's Senate has approved a controversial measure allowing it to seize direct control of Catalonia after the local parliament in Barcelona approved a formal declaration of independence from Spain. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting.
Catalonia waving goodbye to Spain as its local lawmakers pass a vote to formally declare independence. But how far that goes is very much still up in the air. Members of several major Spanish political parties walking out of the chamber in protest ahead of the vote, leaving much of the room empty and the pro-independence crowd in charge. Among those to walk out, the party of Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy, which controls an absolute majority of Spain's national parliament. And its Senate in Madrid voted moments later to approve the use of a controversial clause in the country's constitution that allows it to seize direct control of the breakaway region. It's called Article 155, and it's never been used before. And it means that Catalonia's regional president, Carles Puigdemont, and his lieutenants will likely be fired, and new elections held within 6 months.
And as Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting, Mexico's top electoral crimes prosecutor says he's dropping the appeal against his dismissal, which opposition lawmakers had depicted as an effort by the ruling party to blunt an investigation into possible illegal campaign financing. The government dismissed Santiago Nieto for revealing parts of an ongoing investigation into possible illegal campaign money from a Brazilian construction company in the 2012 presidential election. President Trump says he has now ordered the release of all files pertaining to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in 1963. He had originally ordered hundreds of those files would remain secret, at least temporarily, he says. In the interest of national security, that now has been reversed. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.